Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Rob, you know, we touch on this topic reasonably frequently throughout the year. This is a topic that's personal to me. You know, you've got your own personal experiences, right, perhaps that you'll share through the course of this. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the impact of dementia, how it affects families, how to be aware of it, what you can do, what support resources are available, because unfortunately it's becoming a bigger and bigger challenge for many families, right? In Calgary and in Canada on a broader basis. We've got a terrific guest to help us understand this topic and the resources are available and what families can do. We're happy to have Kim Brundrett with us today. She's a collective impact lead of the Dementia Network Calgary. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, maybe we could just set the stage a little bit and talk a little bit about what the Dementia Network is and what it's, you know, why does it exist? What is it designed to do?
Yeah, so we're a group of people and organizations, including public, private, and nonprofit, that are working collaboratively to make Calgary a place where people impacted by dementia can live life well. So essentially, we are passionate people who are primarily, you know, we've got caregivers, we've got people impacted by dementia, we've got people from government, we've got facilities, researchers, geriatricians, and we're all kind of trying to come at this from different lenses to see how we can improve the lives of people impacted by dementia.
Well, maybe let's talk about this. As I said in the outset, it's a personal story for me. My family has been impacted by this with my mom, and she's in Calgary here. And I have to say, I think Calgary is doing, and the facilities here are doing a fantastic job as far as I'm concerned with my mom's care. But I'd like to get a sense, maybe we can frame out the validity to which I said more and more families are becoming impacted by this. So I don't know if that's a true statement or if it's a general statement, but I suspect that you have an idea of what you know, how prevalent dementia is in our community and the direction that it's taking.
Yeah, so it definitely is becoming more and more, there are more and more people being diagnosed. In 2020, there were about 500,000 Canadians that were diagnosed with dementia. And by 2030, we're expecting 1 million. So that's doubling. And then by 2050, we're going up 300%. So it's basically, it's because our population is aging. The biggest risk factor for dementia is age. And for every person diagnosed, you know, there's all of the other people around them that are impacted. So we typically say there's between 12 and 14 people that are impacted when someone has a dementia diagnosis.
Wow, that paints a very interesting picture. If we're talking just for round figures, at some point, 1 million people being affected by it, and then we got 12 to 14 people around them, that's a significant portion of the Canadian population impacted one way or another with dementia. That's significant. Let's maybe talk a little bit about the process. If there's a good chance that they're going to have, people will be impacted by this, maybe tell us a little bit about what the process is and how it impacts people. And again, just give us sort of the framework and the setup of what people can use to say, hey, maybe this is happening.
Yeah, it's often a gradual process for most people. And it's not always just memory. So a lot of people think, oh, you know, I forgot where my car keys are. I wonder if I have dementia. There is some age-related memory issues that we are all going to have. But dementia is more than that. It's I can't remember how to make tea. Or I took the bus home from the mall because I forgot that I drove there. Difficulty doing regular things. And one friend of mine, her dad had dementia and had no other symptoms other than that he lost the ability to speak. And then gradually progressed into other things. So it can look like a lot of different things, and memory loss can also not be because of dementia. So it's, if you suspect or you're worried, you should get checked out. And unfortunately, the stigma of dementia prevents a lot of people from doing that, because as they start to be worried about it, they start to think, oh, I don't want to get checked. I don't want to know. I don't want people to know. So that's something that we're working quite hard with, is to try and bust some of that stigma around the disease.
That point alone is very interesting, because Kim, my mom, I don't think she ever admitted at any point, and she's beyond the point of being able to do that now, but I don't think she ever admitted that she had a problem, other than I'm forgetful every once in a while. And that did create some challenges for my brother and I, in terms of how we can how we could support her through that. Is that a typical experience? And if so, your thoughts as to how people that are perhaps facing that particular stigma and a person pushing back against it, what do you do?
It's hard. And I'll share, my mom was exactly the same way. Her mother had dementia, so she watched it. She knew what was coming and did not want, the same. I don't think she ever actually said, has not still to this day said that she has dementia. It's really tough because you want to respect their autonomy as people, but you know that you need to step in and do something because, you know, things, it's a declining disease and it's not going to get better. That caregiving role is really tough.
What about, so let's assume somebody does say, okay, I've got a problem here. So they're prepared to think through it. I'm curious as to your thoughts as to how people start to prepare for this, as you call it, a declining disease, because it really is, right? And sometimes it's more, you know, it can be quick and sometimes it can be long. But so if somebody now gets the diagnosis or they suspect they've got this, what do they do?
Definitely start with your family doctor, and then get support. Call the Alzheimer's Society wherever you are and just say, you know, you don't have to have a diagnosis to call them. Just call them and say, this is where we're at in the process. What can you help us with? What do we need to know? Because there are certainly things you can do to prepare. Financial planning is one of those things. Advanced care planning is another. So you need to start talking about what you want your life to look like. Where do you want to live? If you need more care than you can have at home, they're hard conversations to have. And the folks at the Alzheimer's Society are great at helping families to have those conversations.
What do you think about that? I mean, we definitely have clients that we deal with parents, mm-hmm. dementia, financial planning is sort of an area that, you know, you and I have discussed with various clients and my own mom's particular situation. So your thoughts around that?
Well, I think that we talk to clients of different stages of that. If we're helping, right, and it could be they're already in care.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger one for this conversation especially is, if there is care facilities out there, what are those going to cost you? And what is that? Is it going to affect the whole family? Do other people need to step up with some of these care? You know, can maybe give us a couple of highlights on what you start to look at when a family comes to you, especially on a financial perspective?
I think there's actually a report that just came out this week that was shocking and pretty scary about what's going to look like in Canada. So most caregivers are women, and they're between the ages of 45 and 54. Those are prime income earning years. This report actually said that every Canadian needs to be prepared to be a caregiver, which is pretty shocking, actually. The full-time cost of that in jobs in 2020 was about 235,000 full-time positions, with the cost to the economy of $7.3 billion. And again, we're going to double those numbers, right? So they're saying every Canadian needs to be prepared to be a caregiver. So not only do you need to prepare for the costs of the person with the diagnosis, but caring for them until such time that they go into kind of a congregate living is something that we all need to start considering as well.
Yeah, I'm sort of right in that sweet spot. You know, at 54, mom's here, my brother's in Edmonton, so I guess I'm the primary caregiver for her. But I would say that she's in a very, very good facility here. Shouldn't call it a facility. It's a long-term care home that has a terrific program that evolves with people as they progress on their, I guess, in this decline that ultimately we're going to see with dementia. And that takes a lot of pressure off. As you know, I talk about this a lot, but that comes at a cost, right? Then this is where the financial planning and the preparation that a family that is going through this has to address, right? Mm. And what assets can be dedicated to what we call the health bucket in order to provide the support that they need. And Kim, we're going to have to go to a commercial break here right away. But when we come back, the one area that I want to pick up on right away, and the thing that was most shocking to me with this particular disease, is I originally had my mom living with me, and realized in a relatively short period of time that she was becoming very socially isolated. So I'm at work for most of the time. The kids are at school. She's at home and losing the capacity really to, and the confidence to go out and do things. And I would like to get your thoughts on the impact of that after the break. So stick around for that. Before we do take a break, Rob, we do have to talk about this this idea of retirement, and part of the retirement journey may be health issues in the future. Let's hope it's not dementia, but if it is, what do you have to do in order to make sure that you've got the greatest quality of care that you can possibly get through that period of time?
You can join us at our upcoming seminar. We are going finally back in person Tuesday, September 20th, 7 p.m. This will be live at the Four Point Sheraton Hotel. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around after the break. We'll talk a little bit more about how to support those people in your life if they're suffering from dementia, if they're affected by dementia. So stick around for that conversation. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.